Hello and welcome to an impromptu episode of the Bad Wolf Podcast. Now, earlier in the week, I interviewed a director and two actors from a film called Five Dates. And then out of the blue, I got an email asking if I would like 10 minutes with another actress from the film called Georgia Hurst. You may know Georgia Hurst best from Vikings, where she played Torvi, or a musical horror zombie film called Ravers, where she played Becky. I really appreciate Georgia giving me 10 minutes of her time. And here we go. Here's the interview. Okay, so I'm now joined by Georgia Hurst. Georgia, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay. That's probably the most important question you can ask someone this year.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of people don't ask.
Yeah. So how are you finding lockdown?
Yeah, you know, I mean, being an actor, you spend a lot of your life out of work, not doing much. So I'd have to say I am very used to the downtime. Because I don't go to, you know, a 9-to-5 office job, for example. So
sure.
I think it's been easier on me than, for example, members of my family who are used to going into the office or whatever. But it's been hard being away from, you know, my sister and her children and my friends and things like that. But I'm trying to just cherish this bit of time with my family and my parents and stuff like that. So trying to think of the positive.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I've kind of enjoyed about lockdown is just extra time with my loved ones.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're here to talk about Five Dates. So what's it like making a film during lockdown?
Well, I mean, obviously it was amazing to even get this project through from Paul, who was the director and writer. So I was eager to be involved, and it was even more exciting, really, the idea of being able to really explore being a lighting, makeup artist, you know, sound technician. It was kind of a bit of everything, and I was so curious to how it was going to work. So it was actually quite a luxury working from home. I've worked in some really horrific environments, doing Vikings, like up a mountain, absolutely freezing. So actually to be able to work from my home and go to bed and wake up and make your own cup of tea and have your own breakfast, it was actually really nice. It was quite a luxury.
It's a romantic comedy, but I've never seen anything like this before. And when I put it on at 10 p.m. the other night, before I knew it, it was 6 a.m. and I'd been sat there all night going through every possible combination I could.
Really?
Yeah. My fiance was getting up ready for work and she's like, have you not gone to bed?
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to go through it.
So when I spoke to Georgia Small and Taheen, they both told me that the most difficult aspect was getting the eye levels correct. Is that something that you experienced?
Yeah, you can't look at the other person. So obviously that is hard when it comes to you're meant to be connecting and sort of flirting. But I'm sort of used to having to look off into the distance, you know, imagining if it was something else. So, I mean, to me, it was my focus was more on like, have I definitely pressed record, or you know, can you hear me on the microphone? Things I was actually very much more worried about the technical side, because I'm not good with technology at all. Like, I can barely turn on my computer. So in my head, I was actually more focused on like, I really hope I don't mess this up for everyone who's waiting for me, you know, and they're not going to get the footage back and not be able to hear me or whatever, you know. So I have to say that was more what I was struggling with.
You mentioned Vikings earlier, and I was just wondering, you got that job really early on in your career. So what's it like getting this huge internationally loved show so early on?
It was obviously a huge blessing. Like, my career, I wouldn't have a career really if it wasn't for that. But it's also difficult because A, you're always sort of known as this character. Everyone knows you as Torvi from Vikings in my case. And no matter what you do, that's always what sticks in people's minds. But also it's hard because whenever you want to venture out or try something else, it's hard because that is one of the most famous shows in the world. So that's always going to seem like the highlight of my career. But I'm sort of determined to try a lot of other roles, a lot of other characters, and show, you know, that I'm capable of doing other things. But obviously it was a huge blessing, and I've got a lot to thank that show for.
Can I ask about your creative journey? Can you remember the exact moment you decided you wanted to act?
I always was making my family laugh. I always knew I kind of wanted to be entertainment. I wasn't sure if it would be a singer or an actor or a dancer or whatever. I never really knew. As I got older, I just assumed acting wasn't really an option because it's hard. I just never knew how you would begin that. So I got a place at university to be a teacher, and I was pretty sure that's what I was going to do. And then my dad was like, why don't you just audition for Vikings? And if you're no good, then just do your teaching degree, and if you're all right, then we'll give you a little extra role and you can see if you enjoy it. So that's really what happened. And I did the audition, and I guess I didn't suck. So they gave me a sort of glorified extra role, and it sort of just developed from there. And then by the end of it, it wasn't really my dad that was choosing to keep me on. You know, it was production saying, we love this like strong female character, let's keep her in. So
because you did it over sort of 50 happened. Episodes, right?
Yeah, I was in a lot of TV, which is actually crazy to think about now. But yeah, I lived in Dublin for sort of 5 years doing it.
How was that?
Yeah, amazing. I have Irish family, so excellent. I was able to sort of go to my uncle and auntie's house and have a Sunday roast. But I loved Ireland. I absolutely would. I was obsessed with it.
Yeah, everybody that I spoke to that has spent time in Ireland always tells me they feel like they've gone home.
There's something about it. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the fact that everyone is so friendly and goes out of their way to make you feel so comfortable. I think it could be that. Just has a bit of everything for everyone, and all of us. We all just had a blast there. I mean, such good memories.
That's good to hear. Apart from when you're up a mountain and it's freezing cold.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I don't miss that.
Like, do you have any tips to like mentally prepare yourself for that?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if you can. I mean, even after sort of 5 years, I was still whining just as much as I was at the beginning. I think you just have to remember how it's going to look when you're finished. And just think what a huge thing you're part of, and what an honor it is to be, you know, involved. And also, you know, as an actor, you get treated so well. You know, your costume ladies are giving you sort of hot water bottles and jackets. And I just kept thinking, all the ADs, the directors, all the extras that were standing there in the cold and not having someone to put their coat over their shoulders. You know, we were very lucky. It could have been a lot worse. And I think you just have to push through that sense of discomfort and just realize that really you're filming a pretty epic TV show. You could just show up.
It is such an epic show. And I guess with something like that comes the comic conventions. So how have you found those?
Yeah, I do actually a lot in a year. I mean, obviously it's been difficult with lockdown. I did a virtual one, and I was actually meant to do one next week in Germany, but it's been called off because of the quarantine, you know, everything's changing. Yeah, so it's a shame actually, but I love doing the Comic Cons. I really never say no to one. I love meeting my fans and seeing, you know, a lot of my fans are not British. Vikings isn't huge in the UK. It's a lot bigger pretty much everywhere else. So I don't often get fans coming up to me in the UK saying, oh, I love you, can I take a picture with you, which is actually quite nice. So when I go to these Comic Cons, I'm actually surprised at how many people love the show and love my character. So, and I love that bit of quality time. I always just have a blast when I go to these Comic Cons, and you get to go to new places that you probably wouldn't otherwise.
What's the most exotic location a con has taken you to?
I mean, I haven't been to this one, but there's one in India that I'm desperate to go to. But all of the ones that I have been to have been Europe. So I've done like Budapest, Germany. Oh, wow. Gosh, I've been all over the place, but I'm looking to go to one more further afield. Like there's an Australia one, and as I said, an India one. So we'll see. Hopefully I'll get... Oh, and I've done San Diego, which is the one I've done that was furthest away. That's big, big one, which was absolutely epic. And I'm just glad I got to do it once. If I never get to do it again, that was pretty badass.
I sometimes host panels at cons, so maybe I'll interview you there one day.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. That would be cool. Yeah.
All right, Georgia, I've really enjoyed our chat, and I know you're busy, so I'm going to let you get on.
Thank you so much. It was great to catch up with you. And have a good day.
Okay, speak to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, and there we have it. I'd just like to thank Georgia for being so generous with her time. And I'd like to thank the wonderful people over at ARPR for sorting out all those 5 dates related interviews. Now, 5 dates is available for digital download on Windows and Mac via Steam, on PS4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch on the 17th of November. Equipment used in the creation of this feature was purchased through a grant from Gray and the Paul Hamlin Foundation.